5572. But first, we go to our guest line, and we welcome in Robert Rector of the Heritage Foundation. Robert, welcome. I appreciate you taking the time to join us today on the Eagle 93.9.
I'm glad to be here.
I guess the main topic, the real bone of contention that I have with the issue of extending legal protection to millions upon millions of people here in the United States, beyond the fact that they broke the law to get here, is the fact that the government is telling us, or the supporters of reform are telling us, that it would cost too much money. We don't have the resources to send these people back from whence they came. Now, your study...
But we do have the resources to put them all on Social Security. That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah. So what did you find in your research of the true cost of illegal immigration?
Well, actually, I haven't even calculated that yet. I just have a partial cost on what it will cost to give all these people amnesty. Because when you give them amnesty, you're immediately putting them, making them eligible for Social Security and Medicare. And after a few years, they're eligible for 60 different welfare programs, despite what the White House says about that. It's exactly what the bill says. So they are very low-skilled people, 60% of them are high school dropouts, so they're going to cost the taxpayer a lot of money all the way along. But about 30 years from now, they're going to retire. If you don't legalize them, they will go home. They don't stay here when they're elderly. But if you grant them legalization, they're going to be on Social Security, Medicare. They're going to retire. At that point in time, they will cost the taxpayers about $2.5
trillion. $2.5
trillion? Oh, yeah. You're putting 10 million people into Social Security. You're putting 10 million people, primarily high school dropouts, into Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. They will cost the taxpayers about $25,000 a year every year that they are in retirement. That's just the nature of the game. Now the good thing is that Social Security is already completely bankrupt at that time, so I guess we don't need to worry. But the point, you know, the point at which we decide to add another 10 million high school dropouts through amnesty into Social Security will already be running an annual deficit of negative $200 billion. So why, you know, adding another 10% of beneficiaries at that time? Hey, you know, it's kind of just embroidery on complete bankruptcy. Only the federal government could be this fiscally irresponsible.
In what alternate universe, in what alternate reality does this make any sense?
That's a good one. In the alternate reality where you pretend that high school dropouts from Mexico are radically different than high school dropouts from Missouri. Okay, in that alternate reality, these people with a third and fourth grade education are the key to high-tech progress. Okay, but in most realities, a high school dropout is very similar to a high school dropout, no matter where he comes from. We can barely afford to take care of the high school dropouts that were born in this country. But what this bill really is it's kind of like a international welfare outreach, that we don't have enough welfare recipients, we don't have enough people supported by the U.S. taxpayers inside the U.S., so we need to import vast numbers of people who will eat up government benefits and services from Mexico while paying virtually nothing in taxes. The average high school dropout immigrant throughout his lifetime receives on average about $30,000 a year in a wide variety of government benefits and services and pays in about $10,000 in taxes. They don't pay much of any income tax, but they do pay sales and property tax. They pay a tiny amount of Social Security taxes. Mm-hmm. But that leaves you with a gap of about $20,000 a year that someone else has to pay for, and that someone else, as far as I know, is the U.S. taxpayer, in particularly the upper middle class taxpayer. In fact, this type of low-skill immigrant is so expensive that each low-skill immigrant without a high school degree, that type of family costs so much that it requires one entire college-educated family, their entire federal, state, and local tax payments, which are a lot larger than they think they are because a lot of the taxes are hidden. It takes that one college-educated family to support one high school dropout family, and presently 5% of the U.S. population people living in immigrant dropout families. And under this bill, it's only going to get dramatically bigger. We're granting all of them even more access to government welfare and benefits, which means that all the costs I'm giving are actually a little low. and they'll be higher in the future.
Robert Rechter is our guest on the Eagle 93.9 and the Eagle939.com. He's with the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C. Robert, unless we assume that all of our elected officials in Washington are completely stupid, we have to consider the possibility that there's another end, another aim here. Can you speculate as to why that, what that might be?
Well, actually, stupid might, you know, part of the problem is that in Washington, the senators do not focus on the type of long-term costs that I'm talking about. In fact, we have a little game in Washington where any cost that basically occurs 5 years from now is regarded as being in an alternate universe, and you don't have to worry about it, you know, which is how government gets to be the way it is. And there's also another rule in Washington that the amount of time spent debating something, it will be inversely proportionate to the amount of actual money involved. So that the really big cost items in this bill actually haven't been debated except for a few senators. So what's driving this? It's a combination of Ted Kennedy's desire to import voters that he thinks will be Democratic voters and will guarantee him a permanent majority, and a small number, and again, it is a small number. It's really not all businessmen. It's a small number of businessmen who are basically pushing and paying the Senate to give them cheap labor, even though the whole policy is ruinous for the U.S. taxpayer and not particularly good for the American worker.
Power and profit.
Yes, good combination. Power and profit, plus a lot of secrecy in the sense that no one really quite understands what this bill does. The more time we've had to debate this bill, the weaker it gets day by day, which is the reason that they're very urgently trying to get this thing through as quickly as possible. The salient vote will be tomorrow. Tomorrow there will be a vote to essentially move the bill forward. And the senators who do that will, in effect, be voting for amnesty. So the votes that your two senators, which I guess are Bond and McCaskill, will throw tomorrow will be very, very important. McCaskill has voted very conscientiously against this thing all the way through.
Right.
And we expect her to vote against. Again, the vote on the bill itself, in the way that the big politics game is played, is not important. It is the vote to move the bill forward now, where we're very close to having 40 people to stop this bill, and that will be the key vote tomorrow. If they get 40 people to stop it, then it's over with. Sometimes senators will play a game of moving the bill forward and then voting against it later. That doesn't count. The big vote will be tomorrow to stop the bill from going forward, and both Bond and McCaskill will be very important players in that vote.
We'll keep an eye on what they do. Robert Rechter of the Heritage Foundation, can people read your study on the cost to American taxpayers of illegal immigration? Is that available online?
Yes, it's on heritage.org. Just go under there, and it says something like the cost of amnesty will be $2.6 trillion. There are a number of papers on there concerning all aspects of this bill, fraud, the national security, the unfairness of it. I mean, one thing that we didn't talk about is how do you prove that you were, you know, you get amnesty if you were here illegally on January 1st, 2007. If you were here legally, we don't want you. But if you were here illegally, you get amnesty and you get to be a U.S. citizen. And how do you prove that you were here on January 1st? Well, you can have two pieces of paper signed by your friends. The bill is just like almost unbelievable how bad it is. You really couldn't make that kind of thing up. But not only are we going to give amnesty to the illegals that are here, it's an open invitation for millions to come in and fraudulently claim citizenship and get it.
Well, my checkbook's open. I'm ready to write my check for the for our share of the $2.6 trillion right now. So,
okay.
Robert, appreciate your time very much. Robert Rechter of the Heritage Organization, thank you for joining us on the Eagle 93.9.
Thank you.
Heritage.org is the website where you can read the paper. I'll put a link to that in the show notes tonight at theeagle939.com. $2.6 trillion price tag for the bill that our senators vote on tomorrow. We'll talk about that as we continue straight ahead. Open lines. Time for us to solve the problems of the world on the Eagle 93.9. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is The Drive.